Members of trade unions, the Public Service Union and the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Teachers Union, along with supporters of the New Democratic Party, were protesting in relation to amendments that were to be made to the Public Health Act. The amendments, in essence, would see frontline workers, people that work with cruise ships in the tourism industry, it would see those frontline workers being required to be vaccinated. The House of Assembly was sitting and it had gone on break and was about to begin again at around 5, and the Prime Minister was making his way back to the House, but a large crowd had blocked the entrance of the Parliament building, which prevented his vehicle from entering the premises. As a result, he exited his vehicle and attempted to make his way on foot. And according to a release from the Office of the Prime Minister, it was about 5:15 when a demonstrator hurled a projectile at the Prime Minister, which struck him in his head just inches above his temple. So he was then taken to the hospital by his security detail, where he was met by his wife. Protests continued. Members on the government side believe it to be the opposition's fault for encouraging persons to come to the protest.